The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what he had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Happy New Year. We made it. I got out of 24 and we're on 25. And what a great way to start the new year with the first reading, which is Aaron's blessing, God blessing us. It's a, in order to understand the background behind this, you got to understand the context to the prayer of this blessing. So the blessing comes from the book of Numbers. Now, if you remember, Numbers is the continuation of Exodus. You know, Exodus is the story of, we still got 38 years and 10 months to go, and that's what Numbers does. Now, during this long period of time, there's two generations. There's the book begins with the generation of guys 20 years and older, and then it has a second generation. Now, there's the difference between these two generations is the first generation, everybody dies. Everybody dies in the desert. And the reason why is because everybody in the first generation, they mumble, they grumble, they're unhappy. They don't like the desert. They don't like the food there. They want to go back to Egypt. They don't want to go to the promised land because there's other people there. They just don't want to. And so God says, well, I'm just going to have you die in the desert. And they died. The second group, the second genealogy, everybody lives. No one dies. There's even a battle against the Midianites. No one dies in the battle. They all make it to the promised land. And the reason why is because they're very different from the first generation. They live like they're blessed. See, the first generation lived like they were cursed. Everything was terrible and horrible. And the second generation, same desert, same problems, same difficulties, but they live like they're blessed. They're happy because we're with God. Now, when we look at our life during this new year, we want to reflect and say, do I want to live like I'm cursed, like everything, or do I want to live all the time like I'm blessed? That's the two options that the first reading is giving us today. So I hope we all pick the second, which is that thing is to say that, you know, we're with God. And that's the feast day today, is the mother of God, that God is with us. So anyway, enjoy this the new year and live like we've been blessed.